Well, greetings, everybody, and once again, it's Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love for you to be a part of this edition. If you have something you'd like to talk about, a Bible question, perhaps something going on personally, we'd love to discuss it with you on this edition of the Basic Gospel program. That number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is National Sons Day, and so we start the program with me saying happy anniversary to my son, Coleman.
Yeah.
2 years today, married to Corday, a beautiful relationship that those two have, and so a very special anniversary to Coleman and Corday.
Very good.
So proud to be his dad. I guess Sunday, or something, was National Daughters Day.
Yeah, and I missed that.
I think I missed that as well. Just saw a Facebook post about National Sons Day. But Caitlin and Mackenzie are my two daughters. Very proud of them as well. But they are truly blessings from the Lord. So,
yeah.
Well, we're talking about religion, the fact that Christianity is not religion. It is a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. That's what distinguishes it from every other religion out there. It's just, it's not one among many. It is the only set of doctrines and beliefs that opens a door to a true heart relationship with God, where you know Him, you're known by Him, and you can have that relationship transform you from the inside out. Now, religion is all this man-made stuff. It's that's what we mean when we say the word religion. It's used, that word is used several times in the New Testament. We see, for example, in Colossians, that Paul actually talks about man-made religion. He talks about empty philosophies, hollow and deceitful philosophies. Yeah. He talks about rules and regulations, and he lumps all those together under that category, self-made religion. We see James talking about religion. True religion is looking after the poor and the orphans and the widows and that sort of thing. So that's something that comes from the heart. That's truly loving others as God in Christ has loved us.
Yeah.
But for this month, we're going to talk about man-made stuff, the man-made religions that we see out there and the man-made rituals that all of us have embraced at some point or another, trying to get close to God, trying to appease God, trying to get rid of this guilt and shame and fear and all these other things that we want to unload. Well, man-made religion is not the way to do that. It just really makes those burdens even heavier.
Yeah.
But I want to read a passage out of Matthew 16, and it's one of my favorite passages, and it's significant because Jesus asked a question to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" We use that question a lot in apologetics. I think it's a question that we need to circle back to almost daily or weekly or monthly in our lives. Who do we say that Jesus is? Oftentimes, when circumstances come our way, we live as if we don't know that He is the Son of God, as if we don't know that He has power over all of creation, as if we don't know that He holds all things together, as if we don't know He is the Creator of this universe. Sometimes we try to take life on our own shoulders and do it in our own terms, and we mess up. So this is a question that we need to circle back to time and time again. But then after Jesus asked the question, after Peter answers correctly, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus goes on to tell them about what's up ahead for Him, His death, His burial, His resurrection. And the disciples just could not figure out why in the world their Messiah was going to have to die.
Yeah.
I mean, they've read the Old Testament scriptures, Isaiah 53, Psalm 22, a number of others that talk about Jesus as a suffering servant. Even in the Passover feast, the fact that there was, you know, the firstborn, Jesus was going to be sacrificed for us. Even the story of Abraham sacrificing Isaac or being willing to do so, all of those are foreshadowing the death of Jesus Christ, what he was going to accomplish for you and for me. But Jesus explains that to him. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to be handed over. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be buried. On the third day, he was going to be raised back to life. Now, this is the story. This is the power that opens up the door for relationship to happen. Apart from this, we would never be able to draw near to God. Apart from this, we would never be able to be made alive together with Christ. Apart from this, we would never have eternal hope, knowing that one day we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Well, Peter took him aside, took Jesus aside, and began to rebuke him. Now, can you imagine rebuking the Lord Jesus?
Peter
went down that road and said, hey, I think I know better than you on this particular situation. And he says, far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. You're not going to die. I won't let that happen. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And when it comes to religion, that's where we miss the mark so much. We set our minds on the things of man rather than the things of God. What is important to man? What is important for us to do in order to please that group over there, or to be a part of that group over there, or to be one of the leaders of that group over there? So we set our mind on the human things, the human perspective instead of God's perspective. Yeah. And that's where all this crazy religious stuff comes from. Well, if we want to break free from that, we've got to come to the point and realize that God's perspective is the only perspective. And if he says relationship with God is going to come through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, even though that may sound funny to our minds and doesn't fit with what our human thinking is, we're going to have to let go of human thinking and embrace God's story.
Yeah.
That's what this gospel message is all about. Apart from death, there is no resurrection. That's what God is all about, raising us to life. We have to die in Christ just as Christ died. We have to die in him so that we can be raised to walk in the newness of life. That's the godly perspective. That's what sets Christianity apart. That's what enables us to enjoy a heart relationship with the living God.
Indeed. Bob, thanks for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We want to share it with you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, something maybe troubling you, just whatever issue might be facing in life, at home, at the office, at school, just wherever it might be, we'd love to hear from you and talk it through with you. That number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Friends, we're going to have a grace-filled time in mid-October. We're just 17 days away, Bob, from our conference, and you and Andrew are going to be teaming up for an exciting conference that we call United. I don't think we will ever be able to plumb the depths of God's grace while we're here on this earth, Bob, but you know, I think we're going to take a really deep dive into his grace.
We are.
On the 15th through the 17th. And friends, want to let you know that all the information is available at basicgospel.net/united. We hope you'll join us for this very, very special event. Bob, your thoughts on the conference?
Well, conferences are just a wonderful opportunity to get the big picture, to see the whole story. You know, we have so many questions. You know, we read through a Bible passage and we get stopped on a particular verse and we can't figure out what it means, and we pull it out of its context and we try to dissect it and figure out what is God trying to tell us here. And oftentimes when we can put it back into its context and see it in its big picture, it starts to make sense.
Right.
And that's what a conference enables you to do, get the big picture so that all these little pieces, you can see how they fit together and how you're a part of this ginormous story that yeah. God is authoring through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's also a great opportunity to experience the depths of God's grace with like-minded believers. And that makes it even better when you can celebrate the goodness of God with other people who are celebrating the goodness of God. It becomes a big party of joy, of just this deep abiding happiness and contentment. And so we want you to be a part of that, October 15th through the 17th. Don't miss it. I know there's probably many that are reluctant to sign up because they're not sure about COVID protocols and all that sort of stuff,
yeah.
traveling and whatever it might be. I just say, go ahead and sign up. Come be a part of it.
Yeah.
You'll be safe. We'll take care of that. You don't have to worry about those things. So come be a part of this great event, United October 15th through the 17th.
Well, we have reserved a block of rooms for the conference at a very, very special price. That's going to expire on midnight Thursday, just two midnights away. So, friends, if you're coming in, don't miss the opportunity to come and stay on campus at the conference hotel starting on the 15th. But the deadline for the special rate on the hotel, as I said, just two midnights away. This Thursday midnight will end that opportunity. But again, you can get all the information at basicgospel.net/united.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk to Clay down in Thornburg, Texas. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Welcome. You're on Basic Gospel Radio. What's on your mind today?
Bob, one thing that I've learned since I started living 100% by grace and continuing in grace is I can pick religion off every time that if it's wanting to change something from the outside in. And I'll give you a quick example. I used to do air conditioning, and so I'd go to church late on Wednesday night, and I would wear my uniform that I wore at work. And one day the usher said something like, "Well, I see you just got off work," like that. And so on the way out, I said, "You know, Paul, I want to tell you that sometimes my cup looks a little shabby on the outside, but I'm going to tell you the inside of it is spotless because I didn't clean it."
Yeah, there you go. That's a good response. It's a really good response, and it just...
I'm just saying, it always wants to change it from the outside in. Have you noticed?
Yeah, well, that's what the Word of God says. Man is interested in the outside, but God is interested in the heart. And religion can't touch the heart. Religion can't change us from the inside out. That's why we need the grace of God. And religion cannot open up a relationship for us. Religion just intensifies judgment, intensifies condemnation that we pass on to one another. And I'm talking about both judgment and condemnation. Neither one of those things are of the Lord as far as this gospel of grace is concerned. So we need to let go of that and just trust God to do his thing in and through us, through the Holy Spirit.
Well, amen. Thank you all.
Well, thank you, Clay. Thanks for jumping on today.
Yeah, good to hear from you, brother.
It.
Yeah. 844-322-2742. We'd love for you to grab a line right now. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742. And Bob, this call came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yes, hi. This is Patty from Phoenix calling. I guess I have a trust issue about my family that doesn't know the Lord yet. And I worry because I think we're kind of hinging on the next phase that's spelled out in Revelation. I'm not worried for me, but I wouldn't wish that time on my worst enemy, much less eternity without Jesus. How do you surrender that? If that's their choice, I'm sure I'm not the only one that anguishes over family, and some of whom have gotten saved and gone on to be with the Lord, which is thrilling, and I look forward to seeing them. Anyway, thanks so much, and God bless you for going to bat, talking about Jesus day by day, and helping myself and many others to be free in Him. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Nice compliment.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for those encouraging words, Patty. And, you know, my heart is with you as far as family members are concerned, as far as friends are concerned, that you want to come to know Jesus in the way that you know Him. I mean, that's the only joy that's available to us. That's the only real peace and contentment that's available to us. That's the only life that is available to us. And, you know, you just get so caught up in the truth of that, that you would almost do anything for your family members so that they could come to know Jesus. You know, Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 9 as far as the Jews are concerned. He said, I would give up my own salvation if that meant that they would come to the Savior, come and receive Jesus as their Messiah, as their Lord, as their Savior. I think what you're experiencing, Patty, is just this sense of urgency. You're seeing the gospel for what it is. It's a death to life, decision. And you want your family members, you want your loved ones to be made alive together with Christ. And I think at some point, Patty, you just sit down and tell them that here's what I've learned. I'm not trying to force religion on you. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about life. And Jesus Christ said that He came into this world so that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. And that's my desire for you. That's my prayer for you. That is my hope for you, that you could experience the very life of Christ both here on planet Earth and when you die, knowing that you're going to go be with Him and experience that life eternally. So I think you share that with them, and I'm sure, Patty, you've already done that. But once you do, you just leave the results of that in God's hands. You can't force somebody to be saved. You can't persuade them. You can only expose them to the power of the gospel and allow the power of the gospel to do its work in a person's life. The other thing that you can take comfort in, and I think this is a good passage for us as far as this question is concerned. It's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And it talks about believers who are married to unbelievers. And he says, for the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. So what that's saying is that if you are a believer and you're in a family where there are unbelievers, then you're a light in their life. Yeah. You are reflecting the very light of Jesus's life into their darkness. So recognize that God is using you just because you are a witness to this new life in Jesus, just because you are a possessor of this new life in Jesus. Recognize that God is just going to use you in your everyday walk with Him. They will be able to see and open up their eyes to a different way of life that you're expressing, that you're manifesting by grace through faith in Jesus.
Sounds like something's upset. I don't know what that.
Yeah, it could be construction on the floor below us.
Yeah, I guess it probably is. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, regardless of the extraneous noise. And friends, you know, we are a listener-supported ministry, and the need for support, you know, it really never ends. We don't like to talk about money, and probably any more than you like to hear about it, but, you know, the need is ever-present. So if you're listening to Basic Gospel on a regular basis, and if what you're hearing is making sense to you, if it's making a difference in your life, well, we ask you to stand with us and make a contribution to support this message of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, because, you know, if we don't get it out, who will? And Basic Gospel is here every day, every weekday, and the message is going literally around the world on the Internet and, of course, across the continent by radio. So we need your help. We need your help to continue to stand with us and make sure that this message of grace and the Lord Jesus continues to go forward. And you can do that by making a contribution today at basicgospel.net. That particular website is our home site, and there's a big prominent donate link right there on the home page, basicgospel.net. We would love for you to stand with us.
Yes, well, indeed. And Patty really had a great comment there. Thank you. Her words, thank you for going to bat every day to help us experience our freedom in Christ. And when you give to Basic Gospel, you're doing exactly that. Right. You're helping unbelievers come to faith in Jesus, to experience a new freedom from the power of sin and death, from the punishment of sin and death. You're helping believers, seasoned believers, really experience their freedom in new and fresh ways. So this your gift, your financial gifts to Basic Gospel are significant. They carry eternal weight, and they are producing eternal dividends already in the lives of people just like Patty and like her all around this world. So give generously, make a difference in the lives of people.
BasicGospel.net, and as I said, the donate link is very prominent right there on the homepage, BasicGospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from a listener named Jay, a YouTube viewer. So what about Jesus' words that said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments? I believe it's all about Jesus, but the Bible teaches that there are expectations God has for us. Can I live in sin and still claim to be a Christian? I think not, he says. It's not about works, but we're not free to sin and live in sin again.
Well, here's the good news, Jay. Once you come to Christ, you're no longer living in sin. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, that we were dead in trespasses and sins. That was our condition before we came to know Christ. We were living in sin. That was our realm of experience. Sin and death. The Bible calls that darkness. The Bible calls that being in Adam. The Bible calls that being part of the world. But once we come to Christ, we are transferred from that realm and placed into a new realm. We're placed into Jesus. So we are in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit. We once lived in the flesh. Now we live in the Spirit. So if I choose to sin as a believer, I'm doing it in the light. I'm doing it while I'm in the Spirit. And just that reality alone really pricks our hearts and says, hey, that action, that thing that you just chose to do doesn't fit with who you are as a believer in Christ. And you step back and say, that's exactly right. It doesn't fit. I don't fit with that anymore. I have been set free. I've been placed into a new realm altogether. So we have to recognize that our location has changed and our source of life has changed. We're no longer living by the power of the flesh. We're living by the power of the Spirit. So that Spirit is going to continue to renew our minds, going to continue to transform us and to make us into the image of Christ Jesus. So we need to trust Christ. That's God's expectation of us, to simply live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us.
And we appreciate hearing from Jay and all of those of you who reach out to us for answers from the Word of God. We hope that this has been a help to you. And, you know, if there are issues or topics in the Christian life that have you perplexed, we always invite you to call and ask for clarification. But there's another resource that we want to remind you of again, where you can find answers to the most frequently asked questions. It's our video archive at basicgospel.net/YouTube. And it's there free for you and for anyone to access anytime you'd like. We hope you'll share it, as a matter of fact. The latest in the series is this new video by Bob Christopher called How Can I Grow Close to God? And what a subject that is. Well, again, you can find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody, and thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and gifts that make it possible for us to be here every weekday with the message of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your support, we have a copy of Andrew Farley's insightful book called God Without Religion, and we have one for you. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, we love hearing from you, friends, and so don't forget, the listener line is open 24 hours a day for you. If you'd like to drop a question to us by voicemail, why, we would love to hear from you, and perhaps we'll address it on tomorrow's edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.